Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmondson.
And this week, we have the captain on of the SAG-AFTRA strike. That's right. We are speaking with the lovely Kirsten Nelson and what's going on with all the strikes in Hollywood and how you can help. She's been our fearless leader for so many years, and she is even on the picket lines. We love you, Kirsten. Kirsten, you have this, like, Grace Kelly thing happening today. You look gorgeous.
That's called no shower.
Oh, is that what
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I have to do to try this look?
I was going to go with a little Audrey Hepburn with the shoulders and the neck. Oh,
yeah. You look gorgeous.
Yeah, that's
gorgeous. The point is, it's all good regardless.
I'll take it.
And Maggie, you still have a birthday glow.
I'm still in birthday glow a little bit.
Well, it's working.
Thank you all so much, Kirsten. I after the party, I was like, wait a second. First off, my favorite photo of the night is of us.
Oh,
Yeah. I'm just obsessed with the surprise flash shot. The one you took, Tim. And also, I was sad we did not sing together. I was going to pull
so
you in for some Pat Benatar or something at some point.
And I would have like rocked that with you, especially we could have reenacted maybe a scene from Glow.
Oh.
Like, you know, shooting at
Hit me with your best shot. Oh, that's a good one too.
But have you talked about Stan? Like, that's how every single party now needs to like begin is Maggie Lawson dropping smooth lines about Eminem Stan.
Look.
It was so awesome. It was incredible.
It's my favorite to do. And it's also, people know it. And it's like not too much, but it's just ridiculous enough that I can set the tone of no one needs to worry about looking cool tonight because I'm going to set the tone that I'm going to look ridiculous first. And then everybody else can.
Yeah, I got to say though, I'm a little cranky because I was sort of stuck in the back and couldn't get out of the booth. At one point, Allison just said, "What? Maggie's rapping?" So I didn't witness visually or auditorily.
I did rap. There was rapping. It happened. I lost my voice on the first song, which I don't understand how because I was rapping. I wasn't even singing. But, you know, he gets upset. Eminem gets upset.
Well, that's one of his better personas Stan. And anger. I was like, she is doing that. Because the DJ called you up, it's like, Maggie Lawson doing Stan. I was like, what?
It's so funny. Song. It is a dark song, which is another reason I was like, we're going to set the tone that we're not going to give. It's okay. Because I think the next song that someone sang was Goodbye Earl by the Chicks. Which was like, all right, so if we're going there, one song is about a stalker fan who does a murder-suicide. And then the other was about killing her husband and stuffing him in the trunk of a car while she drives across the country with her friend. I mean, you know.
That's a party.
That's
a party right there.
I think we've established right now that we need a do-over because you and I didn't get to do Jet Plane. I didn't get to hear you rap and we didn't get to do Jet Plane.
Everyone keeps saying like, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't get to sing the song. And I'm like, yeah, man, I didn't get to sing a couple things I wanted to sing too. And then I'm like, so we'll just do it again. That wasn't the
do over.
That's not the first time. I mean, that's not the last time.
No.
It's only the first time.
It's just the beginning, you guys. Karaoke will now be a part of everything. All right. First off. Okay. So Kirsten, Tim, you look fantastic. Very handsome today.
Thank you,
Dapper,
ladies.
Button up shirt or button down
shirt. Got a little extra wax in the mustache for you both.
Do you have a Taylor Swift bestie bracelet on? What's
on? Show me your bracelet. Show me your bracelet.
Okay, this is my, it says actor. It's my, I was given this by, I think a captain. Yes, it's my SAG strike colors friend bracelet.
Stop it. Wait, Kirsten, did you make this?
I didn't, but there was a random people that they were passing out like Taylor Swift-ish bracelets. Some say SAG-AFTRA, some say SAG-ACTOR, some say Fair Wages, some say Rockstar, and all in those black, yellow, and white colors. And they handed it over, and they really wanted to give it to Tim because Tim was there yesterday. And they're like, "Could you give this to him?" And
I'm so sweet.
Yeah,
I'm tomorrow Culver, actually going West Side. Yeah, and then Monday back in Netflix.
They need him over at West Side. Go to Culver. They need people. Yeah,
Melanie and I are doing that. Yeah. Anyway, hi Tim.
Hey Maggie.
Hi Kirsten. Hi guys.
I need to really establish. Well, first of all, Kirsten, we asked this yesterday. Well, I didn't actually, but are you ready to help us podcast the shit out of this episode?
Hang on. Let me get my comfy seat in. I am ready to podcast the shit out of this episode, you guys.
We love it.
Because we were able to do a little scheduling yesterday because I was standing next to you in the SAG-AFTRA sign-in tent for the strike. And this today is all, Max, do you want to do the honors of what today is all about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I figure, so, you know, we're on strike and we're honoring our strike. We're not discussing the show. We are discussing things around it and the strike and what we're fighting for. And what better person to have on than our chief, which I think we can say, who is now our captain.
Oh, captain, my captain, you are relieved.
I am. So, and then Tim's like, as we were talking about this, Tim's like, I'm standing next to her. Because you and I had texted Kirsten, and then Tim was like, I'm standing next to her. Want me to just ask her?
Like, because there was a little scheduling snafu, because I had something I needed to do on Friday. And I was like, well, she's right here. Let me ask. And it was so simple and easy.
Isn't it nice when actors just kind of bump into other actors and you're surrounded by actors so you can do acting things, like scheduling podcasts?
It was pretty amazing. So I have to say, everyone, so Kirsten Nelson, of course, our chief, and it is no surprise to anyone. I was going to say no brainer, but I don't like that term because you know that thing. It was no surprise to anyone that
I don't like that term either. I'm going to stop saying that as well. Go on.
That our amazing Chief Vic, our mama bear, is an incredible strike captain. So what the strike captains do. So I show up yesterday as I kind of said in my Instagram love post to her yesterday.
I know. Oh,
it is wrangling cats.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
The captains take care of all of us. They keep us safe. They get us signed in. They make sure we're hydrated. They're just, they're total mama bears and papa bears, depending on who's captaining.
Yeah.
But I show up to the picket line yesterday with my buddy Marco Sanchez. Just happened to see Kirsten right there. She directs us like where to park. I mean, not even where to park, where to unload me out of. So I'm out of traffic and safe. Immediately whisks me off to AO. And it was so freaking hot yesterday.
So freaking hot. So freaking hot.
So she gets me signed in.
You guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helps me find my SAG number on my phone. And then, which I had in the SAG app. And then says, I'm putting in your iPhone wallet, which I've never used before in my life. So now I need to.
And he's like, you can pull up your SAG card on, like, SAG has an app, right? And then you open up the app, you pull up your card. And I was like, Tim, put your finger on your card for a minute. Oh, let it go. There's a QR code now that pops up. And I said, I'm going to add it to your Apple wallet so you don't have to go in the app from here on out. Right. And Tim looks at me like I know where my Apple wallet is. I'm like, no. Okay, you go sit over here, honey, in some shade.
Yeah.
So she then whisks me off to like a shady spot, loads me up with an ice vest, like insists on me wearing the ice vest.
Stop it.
And then slathers sunscreen on my super skinny Amundsen stick arms because it's so Irish white. So not only does she like make sure I'm hydrating and keeping cool with this ice vest, she's protecting me from skin cancer with sunscreen on.
Your super Irish skinny arms do not need that melanoma, Tim.
No, they do not.
I'm here for you to make sure that no skin cancer for you.
Yeah. And then just
taking care. Okay, I'm not surprised.
As the sort of the day went on, it was just constant. Kirsten, talking to people, getting shit done constantly, like for the first easily half an hour of the day. It was a constant. I was like, it is so obvious this woman has children. No, I could see like trying to get those kids out to school.
I know, but like, this is the way it's always been from day one with Kirsten. Like she's our mama bear and she's our leader. So Kirsten, what made you, well, not what made you, because of course, this is such a natural position for you to step into.
Dead
at
mother.
What point were you like, I'm going to step into captaining here?
So once we got wind that I'd been on the strike lines with my husband, who's WGA. Mm-hmm. So they've been on the strike line since May, right? And we were talking to WGA captains, in particular at Warner Brothers, and asking them how they're setting it up, how they're doing this, who's running it.
Shout out to Aaron Ginsberg.
That way?
Shout out to Aaron Ginsberg, who I think is the captain of Warner Brothers. Mm. Yeah. Maggie, you and I know because he's the director of Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Yeah, of course.
You said Aaron Ginsberg, and I thought you said Allen Ginsberg. I'm like, no, Tim, he's totally dead. He's totally dead.
But the poetry lives on, yo.
The poetry lives on, but Allen has left this, you know, this corporeal plane.
He's still howling.
He's still happening. So having seen how they were doing it, when we started getting wind that it was looking like SAG-AFTRA was going to be joining the writers on the picket line, they actually were paying very much attention to how the WGA was doing it, how to activate your membership. For about 2 weeks before, we called for a strike, unfortunately.
Right.
For those 2 weeks, they were setting up with the WGA, these are the studios. This is where we're going to set up our tents. This is how we're going to do our sign-in. But now they needed the people power as well to do it. So they initially pulled people from all of their committees. So you think Latina actors in film, pull the head of their committee. Right. You know, disabilities, let's pull the head of their committee to be the lot coordinators at, what, 7, 8 of our lots here in Los Angeles. And from in the beginning, they needed to go find volunteers on their own because, you know, SAG didn't have a website set up. They didn't have, at that point, people to like a one centralized place for people to sign up. But they did send out a Survey Monkey. And they're like, are you interested? So I got the survey and I'm like, sure. Talk to my family about it because I was like, you guys, I think I want to do this. And my daughter's like, well, duh. Of course you're going to go do it. Well, duh.
Yeah.
So, but I knew it was going to take time. And, energy and just kind of resources away from the home because I knew it was going to be kind of a commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there like 8 a.m. every morning, right?
Yeah. So we're there at 8 a.m. Once I was assigned to Disney, we're there at 8 a.m. We leave. We're taillights at 12:30. So a good 4.5 hours.
Taillights at 12:30. Wow.
I know, right? On the other side of the hill, they're still going till 2.
Wait, really?
Well, this week, Wednesday through Friday, it's just till noon because of the high heat that we're having here in Los Angeles at this point. But yeah, Disney and Warner Brothers only till noon.
Somebody asked me about that today. They asked me about the heat. They just said, do we adjust around the heat? I'm like, of course, like always.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we totally are. We've had to. So yeah, I was trained by some amazing people over at Disney and it's just there to keep you guys safe. And to make sure, like Tim was saying, we make sure you're hydrated. We try to protect you guys from errant cars. You know, and we have power over that. If a car tries to push through the gates, because we're crossing in front of, at all these studios, we're crossing in front of driveways.
Yeah.
Those are the main gates on how to enter the studios.
Yeah.
And there's some, you know, there's some automobiles that get a little anxious, they get a little tired of waiting. We obey all traffic lights, so they're going to get their chance. But some people are like, no, I want to freaking go now.
Scabs.
Scabs. Grumpy people.
I got to say, Maggie, at Disney, this is the first time I've seen it. There's a big inflatable rat who's called Scabby the Rat, right?
Yeah, Scabby the Rat.
Wait, where? At Disney?
Had him at Disney yesterday.
Ah, that's awesome. Yeah. Wait, is someone dressed up as the rat, or is it just an inflatable rat that moves around? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I must meet Scabby the Rat.
Scabby the Rat. I think Scabby the Rat was playing like early 2000s rock yesterday. So it was, if you did not like that and you perhaps were trying to work in your office at Disney, it was not ideal. It was not ideal. What was the cops? The, fuck yeah, you don't do what they told you. Justified by those who died.
Wait.
Wearing the badge. And
is it Rage Against the Machine?
Maggie will take early rap for 200, please.
I was just about to say, is this my new karaoke song?
This is your new karaoke song.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good. Killing in the name.
That's right.
Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. At least I had the band.
Oh my God.
I'm trying not to swear because every other word in that song is like, you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Rage Against the Machine gave an acoustic concert over at Paramount.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. This was a while ago, right?
Wasn't it just Monday? I think it was.
Oh, Monday. Okay. Then I might be thinking of another musician then, because there was another band I know that showed up and just randomly started playing it.
Have you ever woken up to a new acne breakout at just the worst time? I know I have. Like when you're about to go on a first date and then you get a whitehead right next to your lip, or you're about to go film a show and have multiple cameras on you, the hottest lights and possibly the biggest zit on your forehead ever actually causing a shadow on your face, speaking from experience. We know acne can get in the way of feeling confident in your skin, and that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create your customized treatment plan. How cool is that? Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne. I love Apostrophe because it gives you access to an expert derm team, a tailored treatment plan, simple to sign up for your first visit, and no in-person appointment or trip to the pharmacy needed. It's like an ultra convenience. Also, it's fantastic. So we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pineapple when you use our code pineapple. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/pineapple and click get started to use our code pineapple at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. It's so worth it, you all. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there is a better way to break your habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor. We are talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a very different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-nominating device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of a vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It is a habit you're free to enjoy, and it makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while you're breaking your habit. I also think that's why that's part of the habit. Is like using your hands to do something like that fixation. Let me tell you, the raspberry lemon flavor is delicious, and Fume is made out of real wood. It's well weighted and perfectly balanced, and it is so fun to fidget with. Do you guys remember those fidget spinners that were like all the rage for a while because everybody wanted to like do something with their hands? Well, anyway, maybe this is the new fidget spinner. And you can break a habit at the same time. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code pineapple to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com. TryFume.com and use code pineapple to save an additional 10% off your order today.
Okay, are you finding, and I don't know if this is great podcast talk or not, but like, do you find that there's its, like, every lot has its own personality when it comes to, like, I have just, like, Netflix has its vibe, Paramount has its vibe, Warner Brothers had its vibe. Like the ones I've been to all have, there's like a little different personality to each one. It's like some are bringing music and others, there was karaoke I know over at Universal one day, I think. Whatever
happened
with the tree situation, do we know?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
let's touch on what Universal did.
So NBC Universal, which is hard right?
Because that's hard.
Yeah, we might have a relationship, the three of us, historically with NBC Universal. So NBC Universal, when a strike action is called, fair labor practices, and this is part of a nationwide labor movement, you meet with the corporations or who you're striking against. Let's take the studios, for instance, right? You are given and you agree upon places to picket. But then there's also things called neutral gates that allow people to freely enter in and back out of your studio.
Okay.
We agree not to picket.
Okay.
Because that's a neutral gate.
Okay.
But we all agree that for the sidewalks, for the area, we're going to do that. Fantastic. Perfect. That happened with NBC Universal in this particular studio.
Okay.
Cut to...
On Lancashire, right?
On Lancashire. So this is a major studio for those listening to the podcast. It's a major studio. It's where Universal Studios Hollywood is,
yeah, it's
right?
It's Universal. It's the whole... It's like its own city. It is Universal City.
It is its own
city. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Shortly, and the writers had been there for a bit. The writers had been there since May, right? A smaller contingency because suddenly NBC Universal is doing lot improvements. They're updating. So what they did is they took away all the sidewalks. They brought all of their construction fencing to the curb of the street. They took away sidewalks to picket on. And when they did that, they did not have the city install K-rails. Now, K-rails are those big hard cement rails that take away a lane of traffic, but is a protected sidewalk.
Yeah.
They're all over New York. They're all over any other place, right? And we kept saying, SAG-AFTRA kept saying, you need to put the K-rails in to keep our picketers safe. So stalling. Then a couple weeks into that, as they're not sending picketers there anymore because they're concerned for their safety, the few that are there at least had the shade of the ficus trees. So then suddenly in the high heat of July, and we're talking high heat, like 100 degree heat, they trimmed all the trees.
Top them practically.
Now ficus trees, historically they can withstand horrible pruning. They can, because they're crazy trees. But you don't do that in the high heat. I mean, it's, there's tree laws actually in Los Angeles.
I know. So I learned this through the process because it was like, you know, could they have just, you know, I don't know. And then it was like, no, you can't. Actually, you can't do it.
Yeah. You can't do it. You can't do it to those organic beings. And so they took away the sidewalks. They took away the shade.
Oh my God.
And it just seemed like, come on, man.
Really? I just want to point out, like, I hit the picket lines in a wheelchair. So it's makes it rather difficult to, and those sidewalks were already almost impassable. Again, because the ficus had, was just, that's neither here nor there. But so it's already really difficult to navigate those sidewalks with you have two good legs, let alone with, like, you can't do it with the wheelchair. Like, it's just, there's no sidewalk. So then I would have been being pushed in the street, which is not ideal on Lancashire during traffic.
Right.
So about a month into the actors joining the writers on the picket line, SAG-AFTRA headquarters actually filed a protest with, what's it called? It's like the National Labor Organization for unfair practices. So they put that on the corporation's record. It's almost like having a lien on your house. Anytime you try to sell your house, you're going to have to report that lien. Anytime NBC Universal wants to talk about investors or talking about, you know, supporting financially their corporation, they'll see an unfair labor practice on their record.
A dick move.
Wow.
It's a dick move. I mean, it was all a dick move, right?
It's so interesting.
So that's when SAG said, let's see if we can have a picket line because the studio said we poured a 2.5-foot, 3-foot asphalt sidewalk temporary for you guys to roll on. Now, Tim's wheelchair would have been disastrous on this, but it was tiny. And they said, we poured it for you for a little bit in between a couple gates. And so both the writers and the actors said, all right, let's see if we can do it. And it turned into a major action. We had about 5,000 people show up for a picket line. And we had Teamsters joining us. We had LIUNA, which is a labor union here as well, join us. We had IATSE join us because they said, you said the sidewalks are ready to go. Let's see. Now, we were coordinating with LAPD to say, like, just FYI, I think we might have a lot of people coming out. Can we be prepared with LA Department of Transportation to have some cones to protect our picketers just in case? So the cones were there. They were ready. But after a while, it just got too many people too fast. And they took the street. They shut down. They just shut down Lancashire. They poured into the street.
I have chills. It's crazy.
Being there because they took all the captains from Disney and all the captains from Warner Brothers and said, good luck. Here we go. You ready to man this?
Mm-hmm.
So
that just shows you, though, the strength in, I mean, because like putting word out like that, like, all right, so the sidewalks are ready. Who's going to show up?
Let's show up. Let's see.
And everyone did. I love that.
So everyone did, and both lanes of traffic. My heart goes out for those people on like, they were on the bus. And I'm standing in front of them with my, you know, in my size 3XL bright orange high-vis vest going, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't get through.
People appreciate, though, seeing people fight for any union workers, any of that. So I think there's a lot of support. Even if their bus gets held up by a picket line.
I know. At least they were on an air-conditioned bus. Those buses here are, you know, lovely, and they're just sitting in traffic. Now, that labor, I mean, because it wasn't just actors. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just writers. Mm-hmm. These were all different types of labor. School was not back in. We had teachers on the line. We had nurses on the line, especially that day. And the labor history, it's kind of like this was done 100 years ago. This, it's just all lining up again, right? So if we... I'm going to give a little labor history.
Yeah, bring it. That's why you're here, Chief. This is why the Chief is here, our captain.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
History lesson.
Good.
So go back to World War I, right? We had a machine going. We had a war machine. We had to keep, especially after 1917, we had to make product for the war, pushing people into longer hours, pushing people. But please, can you just wait until after the war is over, because there started to be some grumblings about longer hours, unfair labor practices, child labor. So that was happening then. And the war is over now, 1918. Woodrow Wilson actually puts into practice an 8-hour workday, no more children, to acknowledge unions. But he never encoded it into, like Congress and Wilson never put it into law, right? Mm-hmm. So the corporations who made all this money during that time, we're saying, please, please, it's for the good of our country. Please, can you hang in there? 1918 comes the Spanish flu pandemic.
Ooh.
Please, please, can you not strike? It's for the good of our country. We're trying to get back on our feet, right? 1920, 1919, once the Spanish flu pandemic was in the mirror, that's when a massive uptake of labor and unionization in our country begins to happen.
I'm so sorry. I have chills already, but keep going. Okay.
No, flash
keep
forward going. To 100 years later. So now we're in 2020. COVID pandemic hits the world. Can you please not strike? Can you please hang in there? We need these workers to help us through this horrible, horrible pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. No, I get it. Now 2021, 2022, we've seen how the corporations fared. They fared very well. So contracts are now up. And here comes another labor practice. Mm-hmm. We hung in there for you. We did what you asked us to do.
We let you buy another mega yacht.
With your support yacht that you bring behind your
support
mega yacht.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a support yacht.
Yeah.
That is certain CEO.
That's the one that holds all the champagne and caviar.
I know what you're talking about.
And I mean, that support yacht could probably, I can't even.
Like, I know who you're talking about, I should say. That is, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's almost like, here we go again.
So and here now we are.
Striking. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, we were there for you.
Yeah.
We hung in there. We didn't take action because we knew for the good of our world that we had to keep laboring in order to get our economies back on their feet after a pandemic that we, you know, contemporarily had not seen before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and now it's hot labor summer.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I've seen so many hot labor summer, hot strike Strike Girl Summer. Yeah. It was this is not Hot Girl Summer, the Strike Girl Summer this summer. But look at us.
Yeah, I think actually I just yesterday included Hot Strike Summer in an Instagram post. I think the one with Kirsten yesterday.
I think it did. Hashtag Hot Strike Summer. Yeah. I'm seeing t-shirts on the lines, you know.
I did not know
Keeping it sexy.
Oh, yeah. Keeping it sexy.
Yeah, I just didn't know. A little weird. It's a little weird that 100-year, here we are again.
I got to say, the amazing thing to me is just really, and talking to other folks that are super involved in our particular union, just how this is really becoming, I mean, to quote the dear Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's not a moment. It's not a moment. It's a movement.
It's a movement.
Like this is really sort of capturing the psyche of the sort of a worldwide labor movement that I think is starting to really, the ball is rolling. Cause people are, they're getting tired of being shafted by unfettered corporate greed.
And I think unfettered is that key word there. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's that, you know, you see all those statistics, like if Disney gave up I don't even know the real ones, but something crazy, like 0.1% of their earnings, they could fix the strike. If Amazon gave up 0.09 of their earnings, they could fix the strike.
Yeah.
And please don't quote those as the actual things, but it's something so minor, so minuscule.
Yeah.
Of like, that's it. That's it. So as laborers, because art is labor.
It is. Yeah.
We kind of feel like, oh, come on, man. We give you the content. We're passionate about the content.
Well, we are. We are. And that we do give them the content to sell their... Anyway.
We're
not just doing this. I just really want to make sure people know. We're not just doing this for us. We're doing it for the next generation of...
That's it. 100%.
And for the other, particularly in our industry, IOTC, the crew unions, the Teamsters, all the other labor... I mean, there's so much labor goes into what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And for those listening, Teamsters, think truck drivers. They're the people that move stuff. When we say IOTC, those are the craft people. So the people who might be our wardrobe people. You know.
I got a comment on my Kirsten post today from a makeup artist who's a friend of mine from the show I did with the Crown thing in England after we did our show.
Crown
thing. Yeah, bushy.
And she just said simply, thank you for fighting for all of us. So this is a crew member in the UK.
Yeah.
Realizing that what we were doing, actors, writers in Hollywood is for them as well. It's an international.
It's holistic too. Like we all can't work without the other one. So it is even thinking right now of like, while IATSE might not be striking, like everyone is affected by every other union that it would be going through this, right? We're all in it together.
I don't even know if it's, you know, for certain, but UPS was ready to go on strike, right?
Yeah.
And that would have stopped shipping, not only here in the US, but it was, you know, really disrupted shipping worldwide.
Yeah.
And I feel like because the writers and actors being out here for all of these months only helped UPS's bargaining.
Yeah.
Because
did you see that UPS post? Did you see? Oh, I'll send it to you. There is a guy who actually spoke to this, who was a UPS driver. Yeah, really? But go on. Yes. That was going around for a while. It was really beautiful. Yeah, I'll send it to both of you.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like early day. It was like right when we first started striking and there was talk of the UPS strike. But anyway, exactly speaking to what you're saying, I feel like the WGA was striking. And then I felt like when SAG went on strike, I almost felt like, I don't know, there was a part of me that was like, we're in line with the WGA. Suddenly like, oh shit, we're all here. We're all here. Like, we're all going to be doing this together. And so,
because if they're doing it to us, they're going to do it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I felt like the WGA was kind of over here like, hi. Like,
we've been here for 6 weeks. Yes, why is nobody paying attention to us?
Like, no one's even talking.
Yeah.
That was what was, I was like, I kept saying like, wait, so is there not even like a, there's not a, oh, talks are happening and this is where we are.
No. No. And because all of our talks came up at the same time. First, it was the writers, then it was the directors, then it was the actors. Right. And the writers said, no, thank you. We had literally two pages of requests.
Right.
And then the directors came in and said, I mean, this sounds pretty good. Thank you so much. And took a deal. And so the studios thought, well, here come the actors. I mean, the directors have already said, okay. They got what they wanted. I mean, now granted, the director's deal was nowhere near, you know, what the writers and actors are demanding.
Different. The unity within our union to strike is pretty rarely unified. It's so rare. Like we gave like a 98% approval authorization, which is unheard of because we're a bunch of fractioned, unruly cats in the acting union, I think.
I think that's fair to say. I think, you know, they're opinionated. Everybody thinks that they could do it better, right?
Right.
But
and there's so many different levels, income levels of busyness. People like who work once a year. There's people who work consistently and are big movie stars and folks just doing background work. And so it's hard to get a unifying voice. And boy, did we get it because it was just obvious. I mean, because it just goes to show how badly we all were feeling we needed this.
Yeah.
And I think that's what took the studios a little bit by surprise. They thought, well, they're so fractured.
And they still have not come back to the negotiating table with SAG, by the way.
No, they have not come back to us yet. But I think they're going to get the writers done first. And then they can't multitask right now. They can be focused only on one thing. I don't think any of them are mothers. I'm probably really wrong about that. But, you know, it's like they need to go to the writers.
The chief is bringing the truth.
That's all I'm saying. But because we tend to be all those income levels. There's a lot of different needs, a lot of different wants.
Right.
So we took them by surprise when we said, we're walking.
Yeah.
We have to walk.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't. And then when they released what we asked for, and anybody can see that. Anyone can access the document of what SAG-AFTRA asked for and the responses by AMPTP.
Oh, it's easy to find. Yeah.
It's very easy to find.
And it's not doctor. There's no, that's just, it's a document. It's what happened. It's just the facts.
It's public record. Yeah. There's no spin to it.
Right.
And we took that cue from the writers because the writers released it when they said they did not meet our demands. And some of the stuff we were ready to negotiate. Some of the stuff we did compromise on.
Yeah.
And so compromise is there. It's not just, you know, bullheaded. Compromise was there in what the actors were asking for.
Yeah.
But ours was 12 pages to show like exactly what's coming up that we have to address. Not just residuals. I know a lot of people like to, you know, berate us about, you get paid so much already. Why do you want more money? That's the sexy thing that a lot of media likes to latch on to. It's like, oh, you just want more money. Well, no. But it's a lot about AI. It's what artificial intelligence is going to be doing to the future of our craft. And a lot of it is those income levels of actors. If you're out on the lines, yes, there's high profile people there. Every day, they're there. Mm-hmm. But the majority of people are middle class actors.
Yeah.
With their families.
Yeah.
Trying to keep their roofs over their head.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people haven't left the strike lines. You think it's been going on for so long. Our strike lines should actually be thinning out, people getting bored, people getting frustrated and leaving. But our strike lines have actually maintained. And on certain big days, they've grown exponentially.
Yeah.
And then we'll get flack from people. Why are you smiling in all of your photographs? You should be angry. Why? How dare you smile? You think this is like camp? You think this is a joke? And our response is, where do you go? It's almost like church.
It is. We are in a unified, and also there's something really beautiful in that we're also celebrating. Not that we have to strike, but that we are all showing up together.
Let's be real. Nausea sucks. It's like the worst feeling in the world. And it can really ruin a trip or a day out with friends. And take it from me, I travel a lot. But you got to check out Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's like everything. It covers everything. And now you can use your HSA and FSA dollars to get a relief band. So if you just got those accounts refilled, put that money to good use and fix your nausea problem for good. I can tell you firsthand that Relief Band actually works. Whether you need everyday nausea relief or just an occasional cure from nausea, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. Forget the days of nausea pills that make you groggy and exhausted. It's like the name says, Relief Band is legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea, and you can change the intensity depending on how you're feeling to make it stronger or weaker. Because it is intense. Like, this thing is incredible. I know I talked about it on here before, but I just want to remind everybody. I had vertigo for like a month last year, and this was the only thing that really helped me at all get through that. And that was really intense. Like, literally felt like the whole room was rocking back and forth. So if it can help that, think of all the other things it can help too. So if you're feeling sick, have ever been on a plane and felt like your stomach was doing loop-de-loops, or love boats but hate the motion sickness, it's time to give Relief Band a try. You guys know I like to have a few drinks on the weekend. I just throw on my Relief Band and the post-hangover nausea is gone. So with summer travel and now fall travel even around the corner, if you want the best way to solve your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Psychologists Are In listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code PINEAPPLE, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband, R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com and use our promo code PINEAPPLE for 20% off plus free shipping. It's Thrive time, everyone. You all know how much I love Thrive Cosmetics. Every product is my favorite product. But this week, I am especially obsessed with the Sheer Strength Hydrating Lip Tint. This lip tint hydrates your lips with a hint of tint that applies evenly and lasts up to 6 hours. And there's no mirror needed because of its effortless application. This is my favorite thing. This is all I wear. I wear it all day, every day. I love it so much. It gives you just enough color, but it's like hydrating. It's like putting chapstick. It's the best. The Sheer Strength Hydrating Lip Tint glides on smoothly for color that's comfortable to wear all day, as I do. And there are 6 tints to choose from. I love how lightweight it is too. Like, I can't handle gloss that's too glossy and like sticky. And Thrive Cosmetics is certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free beauty products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. That means no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates, all without compromising performance. Plus, Cause is in the name for a reason. As part of their mission, every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive, such as those battling domestic abuse, homelessness, cancer, and more. They are the real deal. Their makeup is insane. It is so beautiful. The product is also cruelty-free, which you all know is so very close to my heart. And they're just a wonderful company. Look at what they do. Anyway, I can't say enough about them. I really, really love them so much. You have to try Thrive Cosmetics to see for yourself if you haven't already. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/pineapple. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/pineapple for 20% off your first order.
We're not praying to an actor god or praying to studio god, but where do you go to find salve, to find hope when you are at your lowest? For some people, they search with their faith, or they go to be at church for fellowship with like-minded people. Mm-hmm. We have people coming to the lines to be in fellowship with like-minded people to find hope.
That's beautiful.
Every day.
And you feel it there. You feel that. It's like it's really powerful and emotional. And I think that, as you just said, like, there's, I don't know who's saying this about the smiling and the photos, but we
It's out there. It's out there. They're like, oh, you guys all look like you're having fun.
Wow.
Come look at my bills.
Right. Yeah.
Come look at my mortgage.
Right. Right.
Look at the amount of sleep you're not getting up to get
day.
Out the door every morning.
To look out for all of us.
Yeah.
So, we love you, Kirsten.
Thank you.
From the beginning too, I'll this is about the strike, I know, but still, anytime it comes to anything happening in the world, voting, issues that are important, needing information, literally you can ask Kirsten any question about any of these topics. She will know about it. She will not judge you for not knowing about it. She'll literally offer any, so you have always, and you've been our,
our leader in a lot of it over and over the years. I mean, there have been so many times that I've been confused about something that was happening or wondered what this thing was that I heard about, or a vote, like who are we supposed to vote for on this thing? What's the thing? What's the whatever? And it's like, Kirsten's like, well, here's the layout. Here's what it is. Like, so I, it's like, it's so in your nature to just be a fighter and a leader. And, it's not a surprise that you were that for us,
totally,
but also
concur.
On like on our show that we're not talking about, but also
talking about, but how I happen to know all of you
leading the charge on the strike lines.
You're absolutely,
she's
concur.
A force, everybody. She's a force.
And it was so cool to see you out there. Cause I'm never up early enough to see you at those hours on the line. So I was glad that my friend Marco actually drug me out of bed and got me out there early enough to see you and see you in action. And just really, I was just really taken aback by just how impressive you were. And not that I was surprised at all, but it was a sight to behold. And I was really honored I got to see it. So thank you for being such an incredible badass and example of Union Strong and our den mother and scout leader.
Yeah. And well, I got just, to walk no. with you. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I've met so many people who are just so passionate about this or who come back over and over again. And I feed off of their energy because there's so many lights out there that I just was like, this is a great place.
One of the really cool things is being on a picket line, like standing next to you. You're literally right next to me and I can't hear you because there's so many cars honking the horns in support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's not just, if you're driving around, you see picketers, lay on that horn because it fuels us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's your way of carrying the sign for us, if you would choose to do that. And I have a friend who was a lawyer at Embassy Universal, and she literally said that the horns drive them crazy. And she's like 9 stories up in the Black Tower where we all auditioned for a certain episode of a show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's, and Maggie, I know you're at Warner Brothers too, Warner Brothers Studios here is in Burbank. It's just right over the hill. It's a suburb of Los Angeles. But a lot of the people in those surrounding areas tried to get the Burbank police to start issuing tickets to honkers.
No.
Because they thought it was a public nuisance. So
they honked
like,
louder.
Well, yeah. I'm like, I guess you can maybe try to catch the honker.
Yeah.
You know, as they go, you know, they're speeding by.
Then you get pulled over, you say, what? I saw a cat. He ran in front of me. I was trying to get the cat out of the way.
I was trying to get the picketer out of the way. I had to honk my horn at him. So that only energized people more.
Right.
Like, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to suppress me. You're trying to shut my right to, you know, honk my horn. It's like another thing with honking. It does energize us.
Yeah. It's so fun to see. It's really, 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 again, it's a feeling of like, you just described it as like fellowship. I'm like, that's so interesting. Cause that is what that is.
Well, and I think that's the safest place where some people can go to say, and when they do have their low points, like sometimes, who are you going to tell your saddest story to? The people are in the same boat with you, you know? And I've had people come as they're signing in and we're just greet them like, hey, how you doing? He said, well, they won. Bob Iger won. He got his wish. I'm selling my condo or I can't do the lease on my apartment anymore. So I'm out. But I'm grabbing a sign and I'm going to do a couple laps because I know that here I'll feel good. In my apartment, I'll feel sad. I'll wallow. And
God,
to see those kind of people, and that just kind of drives home the...
Same.
Those are the middle class people that we're fighting for. I'm trying to fight for the kids who say, I think I want to do this. And we're like... Yes. Instead of, are you sure? Because this is what's going on. But there's a passion for content in some of these people that's what drives them. And they just, it's like astronauts when they say they get to the moon, it's a constant fight for the rest of their lives to get to the moon again.
Yeah.
Right. And I think for actors, sometimes with our gig economy, we made it on a TV show. But it's that constant need to get back to that TV show. It's
right.
to be with those people and to feel that electricity and to be surrounded by that passion.
And art. Yeah.
And art.
Yeah.
And when you see so much talent, as I'm looking at you guys, to be surrounded by talent is just kind of, it's a beautiful, sometimes breathtaking, quieting.
It's magic. It's the kind of magic. It's a magical almost feeling that you can't, it's so interesting, Kirsten, because we had Kurt Fuller on a couple weeks ago too, talking about just how long he'd been in the business and how there was a time where you could do several guest stars in a year. You could live, you could make your insurance. You could, you could make enough in residuals to, from those guest stars, pay your rent. You could also like make money from the residuals. Like it was a really interesting perspective just listening to him to talk about kind of what you're saying about people starting out and being like, are you sure? Versus like, you know, yeah, give it a go. And, you know, there's the support there for that. I know all the times everything is different now, but at the same time, listening to him kind of talk about like how he used to live and live what he used to live on, we're not even in that vicinity, you know, nowadays. I see your badge over there too. I love it.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. And I believe Kurt, talk about a journeyman. Like,
yeah,
I love Kurt. I mean, who doesn't love Kurt? But to watch this guy having, even on a show that we did all together, his talent and that, you know, of still making the guest star stuff instead of like a, you know, guest star or recurring or anything. But that, you know, his success is still, I celebrate it.
Celebrate it. Unreal. Yeah.
And when we celebrate all these successes, because yes, we do have high profile people that do come to the lines. I think the only one that really had an entourage with them was Miss Jane Fonda, because I don't know, she's in her upper 80s and I think you're going to need some support surrounding you.
I'll be an entourage. Hell yeah.
I want to do that entourage.
Can I be a part of that?
So there's Jane Fonda's. And then yesterday I ran into, it was the second time I was been at Disney and ran into a woman who works in post on Grey's Anatomy. And so it's not just actors and writers and high profiles.
No.
I mean, there's working class crew out there too, which is, was so cool to see.
It's nice to see because they know the struggle and they're part of our family as well, you know? And
absolutely.
But what's kind of glorious is that some of those high profile people do bring their families and they know I just blend in. Mm-hmm. I just blend in with the group and I have a sign and I'm with my daughter today. And tomorrow I might be with my husband because he's home and because they were part of the union. They're part of the union as well. And for many of them starting off, they started off down here. They know that struggle to get up to where they are now. You know, and we don't pay him any, never mind. I think it's probably the safest place that you can be on the picket list with other actors. Cause we're like, oh, hey, big name, so-and-so.
Pick up a sign. Let's go.
Pick and up a sign. Like, down. Can I get you a water? You know, let's do this.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to say it's safe, but nobody cares how recognizable you are because it's family.
But if you needed an entrance line other than like, hey, we're both carrying signs, you could always say, hey, we met at the Girard.
You were up at in Vancouver as well?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I remember getting drunk with you.
Yeah, of course. At some point they will have been in charge so dark, they're not gonna know.
And you get to know, I'm getting to know these people as well. And there's an actor, everybody would recognize his face, but he was talking and he's like, I hate crowds. And I was like, baby, you're here 3 times a week. It's like, I know it's important. And I try to keep my distance from people. So it doesn't get into too big of crowds, but it's just kind of like, it's that
showing up.
Showing up. And he's like, I know I have to be here.
These stories are, I mean, as difficult of a time as this is, they're so heartwarming at the same time to hear everybody coming together and Kirsten, is there anything else you would want to share with anybody listening, whether about the strike or how they can help? Or because I have had a lot of people say like, oh, we want to donate. And I know there's the community fund. There's the there are two funds, right? The two main ones. Do you know what they are?
I think like SAG-AFTRA Foundation.
SAG-AFTRA Foundation and then the Community Entertainment.
Community Fund? Yeah. What it does is that it helps people who are really, really struggling. We've helped them. We've had food banks. Mm-hmm. offer food to people on the picket lines or giving them vouchers. And it's like, there's no judgment. And if you don't want to pick up your own stuff, you know, send somebody, if you're too embarrassed, because a lot of this stuff can be embarrassing for some people, especially if they're 100%. Somewhat recognizable, you know, they're right. like, it's very judgy of, well, what'd you do with all the money? It's like,
I'm actually, that's complicated. I hate that.
It's complicated. It's very complicated, but you know, they'd like to get some, just some rice and pasta and fresh vegetables as well. Yeah. So, and I don't know if you guys have heard, if you heard Christian Slater's, he was in New York at a rally in New York about a month ago, his speech.
I didn't see his speech.
He got up there to talk about what the union meant to him. And that he was a child actor. Everybody knows his story. Now he's fine. But he said, my dad was an actor. And the union never left my dad. Because when my dad's mental health issues started taking control, the union never left his side. The jobs fell away. The acceptance by society fell away.
That's powerful.
But the union never left him. And the union was able to support him through either through community or through retirement or the retirement home that we offer.
Right.
So he had mental health illness and he was very open about that. But he's like, what was constant after everything else fell away was that safety net.
Wow.
And that's all that we're asking for is for that safety net to still maintain.
That's beautiful. And I want to share that. I'm going to find him. There was a guy out there who offered his card, who I met, who was, they were starting a fund to help people, pay for their pet's vet needs, during the strike as well. Cause he said he was hearing from a lot of people there are all obviously the big things. There's rent and bills and all of that. But like, you go to like the vet, even if you have insurance, that might cover your family stuff or whatever. But if something's happening, it was so sweet. I'm going to find his card too. I'm going to throw
it. Oh, definitely.
Definitely. It was the sweetest thing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, I just went to pet his dog. And he was like, here's our card. I'm actually walking this dog. It's available for adoption. And we're also offering, right now we're taking donations to help care for people's vet needs during the strike, which I was like, God, yes. Okay. Anyway.
Okay,
we'll share all of this.
Back to your beginning of this podcast of like, do studios have reputations? Disney, that's baby and dog heaven.
You want to have your dog? I've heard this.
Bring it to Disney. You want to have a stroller? Bring it to Disney. Warner Brothers, it's a party.
It's always party. Music, all that.
Music, dancers. If you you're going back and forth, you're always seeing your friends. Mm-hmm. The energy up there is so high. Paramount, I'm hearing, it's a great mixer.
It's a mixer. Let me tell you, I've been to Paramount and I've been to Netflix and I was like,
ooh, girl,
these are, this is a spot.
I know.
Like the sign in feels like there should be a bouncer and it's like, you're about to enter the club or like the bar and then you're in and it's good. It's good. Yeah. They're both very, very similar. Yeah.
I've not been to Paramount yet. We need to do your Paramount.
Paramount's a vibe.
Timmy, I don't know if you should be over there at Paramount. You might get a couple of numbers.
It's flirtatious.
Flirtatious.
Oh, dear. Oh, me. Oh, my.
Tim. Well, I'll report back too. I don't know. We haven't done any of the West Sides, but I'm doing West Side tomorrow. So I'll have the Culver.
And I know that people want to bring food, they bring snacks, they bring bottles of water, and it will take any of that.
Yeah.
Really. Like if people just want to like pull over, pop their trunk, here. I went to Costco and I got all this stuff.
So I got my big old cowboy hat for the sun yesterday. Kirsten comes over, hands me like a handful of donut holes. Put some in a napkin on my hat, which because I left so early in the morning, I didn't really have a chance to eat. So that was good sustenance.
Thank you.
My belly didn't need it.
Kirsten.
I knew it. I knew it deep in my bones. I'm like, that man needs fed with sugar and flour. The only thing we can't take is like wine and pot, because we did have people who were like, we've got these cases of wine and we've got rolled joints ready to hand them out to anybody. We're like, can't take that under our tent. That's illegal for union purposes.
But is it allowed like a block away?
If you go a block away,
are you hearing this, everyone?
We can tell.
You're like, I'm in a green Corolla. I'll meet you there. Yeah.
And then people are walking, feeling a little better, just a little bit more at ease.
As they should.
So please don't bring your alcohol and pot to us, but you know.
Not to the tent. Just not to the tent.
Not to the tent.
That's all she's saying. Because she's the captain, but I can say, I'll be at the corner of, I'm kidding.
Anyway. Furiously writing it down. Where's Maggie?
Kirsten, we love you so much.
Thank you
for your wisdom. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your power and your brain. And I mean, I feel like I learned so much today, but also I'm not surprised at all. Like, it's just like you're the most. Yeah, we're so grateful for you.
Thank you.
Agreed. Agreed. So thankful for yesterday and your help and your sharing. You're still giving time to us today. Helping us podcast the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's I've got the time. I wish I didn't have the time. I wish I were anywhere else with the strike lines right now. Yeah. But if I have to be there, I'd rather be there with these people.
I mean, it's after strike hours. So I assume you went this morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course you did.
She's been striking all morning and then also comes home and is doing a podcast with us about the strike. So like, Kirsten,
I have my priorities, you guys. I will make time for you two anytime. Anytime.
We love you.
I love you guys.
You're the best. But thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you all so much.
And but I say, let's get back to work. I think we...
let's get back to work.
We'll just sit here.
I sure would like to make a fourth movie.
Everybody knows what we're talking about.
What? I don't know what's happening. I've lost my thumb.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really weird. It's right there.
Weird. Strange. Wait, strange. This one too. Oh, wait. Is that eight? There we go. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Let's do this. Let's get back to work.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
The fourth thing from that show that we all love.
Oh, yeah. Love all right, everybody. Love you so much. Kirsten, I'll report back from Culver tomorrow. And thank you for all you do. And thank you for being with us today. Thank you, Kirsten, for coming on the pod. And thank you for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. Plus, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free episodes.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.